At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Ethan's Thoughts, episode 11. And I'm super excited for this episode today. I think it's an interesting topic that will be quite interesting to discuss. However, today I'm giving a special shout out. Giving a special shout out to three people, actually. I only told one of them about it. Today is the birthday of three people that are close. One of them is over the other two. No offense to the other two. You'll understand why in a minute. First, I'm giving a special, special shout out to my mom. It is her birthday today, which today I'm recording this episode the morning of me normally posting them. So December 8th, a Thursday. So happy birthday, Mom. And it is also two very good friends of mine, their birthdays, Colton and Lane. Shout out, Lane. I'm giving a special shout out to Lane because I told him I would for his birthday. Big Ethan Thoughts fan. Lane is the GOAT, absolute stud. And I'm glad to have all three of those people in my life, especially my mom. Kind of couldn't be without her. But today's episode for their birthday one and kind of like the end of the year. We only got a few Thursdays left in 2022. I got this topic from a friend in class. So if you're listening, you know who you are. But I wanted to make a list of things that just don't make sense to me. There's some things that just don't make sense at all. And this is a list today of things that don't make sense to me. Keyword to me. A lot of these things or a few of these things can be explained. That doesn't mean it just doesn't make sense. Like I still just can't wrap my head around it. Some of them are also just really crazy. So maybe they don't make sense to you. I got 10 things. If you enjoy this episode, make sure to follow the podcast, share it with your friends, and I will see you in the episode. All right, so 10 things that don't make sense to me. And sometimes, like my other list that I've made in the past, this is not in order. So like number one's not the most insane or 10's whatever, you know, it's just straight up 10 things that don't make sense to me. And I'll give a little insight of why they don't make sense. Like some of it is also just like, I have an explanation for it. It's just hard to wrap your mind around it. But some of them, I just blow my mind. Number one, and this one was suggested by the person who suggested this topic. So I put theirs on here because it also doesn't really make the most sense to me. Bluetooth. Isn't that crazy? Like think about Bluetooth for a second. The most obvious thing you think about when you think of Bluetooth is maybe your AirPods, your wireless earbuds, your car when you get in, when you're connecting something to a TV. Like that's kind of crazy. Like there's no cord. It's just doing that, like wireless. And it's like I used to think when I was a kid and I first learned Bluetooth, like wireless type things like that. I used to think if I like got in the way of it physically, would it affect the signal? But no, it's just crazy. Like wireless internet, I kind of count that as like Bluetooth. There's things that are like not with cords. That's just crazy to me. The internet, I guess, as well. Like, I mean, dadgum. This might be actual number 11 because I would count the internet separate from Bluetooth. But like, we have the internet. Like, we have everything we need on the internet. But like, what is the internet? Tell me I can click this new tab and go anywhere I want and communicate with anybody I want on the fly. And there's just this like something in the air. Is it in the air that travels? I don't know. It's crazy. So it's actually going to be 11 things. Number one's Bluetooth. Just don't understand it. And number two is the internet because the internet's just absolutely insane. how I could type something. I could send an email to somebody and you get it in 12 seconds. If not, if that's even that might be too long. You may get it before that. That just doesn't make any sense to me. So internet, Bluetooth, that stuff just is crazy to me. The second one, this one really does have like an explanation that a lot of people can explain. But for me, it's just still so fascinating. And that's cars. Like, think about it. You're in this box of metal and you press off, you press something on the floor, you push down on it and you go forward. Like, this box of metal begins to move. And then you press another thing down, your brake, and you stop. And I press this button and my windshield wipers move. And I press this button and a light on this side of my car starts to flicker, or this one, the blinker. And I press this button and my trunk opens on its own. This is fascinating technology. And we just blow it off because we all have cars. Everybody's got a, like, used to cars and stuff. And so, like, they're not as cool anymore. But, like, we gotta, that's cool. That is fascinating how a car works. Like, yeah, you got engines, gasoline, whatever. I don't know how a car works. I guess that's why it's so fascinating to me. But I'm just like, I press this and it moves. I press this and it stops. I press this. It's just crazy. I think we don't truly appreciate cars for as crazy as a invention that it is. So cars was number two or three, if you count my rant about the internet. Just don't understand cars. Number three, this one kind of goes with the Bluetooth and the internet, but FaceTime. Like, I remember when it was crazy, you could send pictures over the internet. Now I can FaceTime you. I can have a face-to-face interaction with you, phone call, and see your face. I just wonder who invented these things. Like, how do they think? Like, they thought, I want to be able to see your face when I call. But, like, what's your first step? I guess this, you might learn that a lot of this could also just be a lack of education that I have in a lot of these fields, and that's why it's surprising. Because obviously the person who invented FaceTime and Zoom or Skype or whatever, they knew how to do it, obviously, because they did it. But I just don't know. I have no idea how that works. And it's just fascinating to me that it works. So FaceTime, it's crazy. Like, I could dial up Sydney and see her face and not be there. Next one, space. Space and spaceships. Well, spaceships are just kind of crazy. But space, like, think how big space is. And we think the world revolves around, there's a lot of people that think the world revolves around them. But, like, think of how small we are in the grand scheme of things when you think of space. Like, we're a part of a galaxy. Well, we're a part of a system that's in a galaxy, that's in a universe, that's next to another universe. Is it, like, multiple universes together, like a nexus or something? I don't know. There's just, it's massive. And I don't believe in aliens, but I also can understand why crazy people believe in aliens, because there is just so much out there just sitting there. Now, like I said, I don't believe in aliens. I believe that just wouldn't make sense for my religious beliefs. However, I don't look down on people that think there could be. I don't agree, but I'm like, that kind of makes sense. It's weird because there's just so massive and so. There's so much. And it's hard for me. Like, it doesn't make sense to me just how much there is. I guess that could be the point. That could be the argument people make for extraterrestrial life. It doesn't make sense that there's that much stuff. There's that much universes. And not another planet that has life. That just blows my mind in general. Next one on the list. Eternity. People that read the Bible, you're really about to hit this one. Because, like, I feel like, I mean, people that don't read the Bible and aren't Christians can, like, they, you know, I bet you they think the same. But it's just like when you're a Christian and you read it, you really think about it more. But, like, eternity. Think about eternity. Think about think about God, you know, believe in God or not. He says in the Bible, he's been there always, eternity. He's always been there, not created. So we think about the beginning of man, like the world. He didn't have a beginning. He didn't start. He was just there. No one made him. There wasn't a snap of a fingers. He's there. Boom. No, he's just been there. And when the end times come and we are gathered together, jumping up and down, those that are in celebration, like it's never going to end. It's never going to end, ever. It's just going to keep going. There's no ending. That just blows my mind. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's something that will never make sense to me until probably I'm in living it out. And so that's just crazy to me, eternity. So the next few are kind of the last one is a kind of like a saying that just kind of I've never really thought about. I guess it really is like doesn't make sense. It kind of makes sense as you don't think about it much, but we won't rush it. Next one, toll bridges. These don't make sense to me at all. You're telling me somebody bought a piece of random land? Because don't tell me the government does this. I don't know a lot about toll bridges. Don't tell me the government does this. If they do, we got to revolt. Tell me the government has public interstates and then charges some? No, it's what I think it really is. It's just these random rich people buy a bunch of land. And the government's like, we want to put this highway here, this road or state, whatever. And they're like, yeah, sure, but I'm putting a toll. I guess somewhere in the, don't see it in the Constitution, but somebody somewhere decided you can let, we're going to build a bridge there, but they are allowed to manage if people come through for a price. Like, this, you cannot tell me it makes sense. Why would you charge people to drive through if you're not just trying to get a quick buck? Makes no sense to me. Toll bridges are dumb. And if you own one, get rid of it. Make it free. You absolute Neanderthal. I just don't get it. Next one, I like this. Just prefacing. Because some people don't. And I don't mind it. 2% milk. I've had people try to explain it to me, and it just goes right in my ear and goes out the other side. Or the other saying, it goes right over my head. Why is it 2% milk? Is it 98% milk and 2% something else? No, that's not what it says. It says 2% milk. I'm like, is it 98% water and 2% milk? Because I thought skim milk was like water. It doesn't make sense. Why can't we just have milk? And then when you process it, just take out the bad stuff that the cow put out. Cows aren't that clean. So whatever came out of it, just chill, you know? And like, if someone drinks almond milk, you're drinking 100% milk just from an almond, I'm sure. Or coconut. Or goat milk. I don't know. But why do I have 2%? Why is my milk only 2%? I'd rather have 3% than 2%. I'm wanting milk, not whatever else I'm getting. Doesn't make sense. Next one's time zones. And it's like I understand because, okay, this one's a little different. I understand why. I understand time zones. It's not that I don't understand them in general. Like I understand East Coast is ahead because the sun sets sooner there than it does on the West Coast and things like that. So it kind of lets people have like that normal feel of the day. That's fine. I understand it. What doesn't make sense to me is like, who came up with that? Who thought of that? Because I'm led to believe that you had to have been in the internet phase. The internet period did come with it. When was this made? I'm kind of curious. I'm going to look it up because like it doesn't make sense. Like who decided, all right, Los Angeles is going to be 5 o'clock, but in New York, it's going to be 8 o'clock. Like that doesn't make sense to me. And okay, I have a history thing right here. Before the establishment of time zones in 1883, there were over 144 local times in America. The resulting small time differences between adjacent towns and cities were not critical when it took days to travel from place to place. Guy, in 1883, we developed time zones then? Jeez. Oh, daggum. I wonder, see, still, who thought of that? Because in 1883, you know how it was. There was potentially people that were living on the East Coast that didn't even know the West Coast existed. They didn't even know there was Los Angeles or California. I don't know why I keep saying Los Angeles. I was thinking of cities. But you get what I'm saying? They have no idea. So like, just how that doesn't make sense to me, how you would just think of that. So I think it's weird. Doesn't make sense at all. This last one, or this isn't the last one. This is number 10 or 9. Depends on if you count internet. This one's going to get some people. Every now and then, as we've seen on the podcast, I'll give my relationship opinions of things. But number whatever, the talking stage. Ooh, the talking stage doesn't make sense to me. And if you hear this and you get offended, or maybe you feel guilty because you do this, go ahead. But the talking stage is weird, you know, like there are people are like, I just want to talk to him before I get to know him. I want to get to know him before I date him. Well, that's because we've put too much emphasis on dating. People care too much about dating. They treat dating like it's a severe thing. Like, yeah, I get the principle of dating. Like, you know, they say when you're getting married, it's still good to date, go on dates and things like that. That's whatever. That's a given. You should know that in general. What I'm saying is people put so much weight on dating, like going on that first date, that second date. That's like a big deal now. And I can't say back in my day because I'm in this age, but what makes sense to me is that's how you get to know people. But no, we like this talking stage where I'd rather text them for X amount of time or eat lunch with them here or there. In the cafeteria, if you're in college or something, or high school, something weird like that. But whenever I feel like I know him well enough, then we'll go on a date. Like, that's just, you wonder why people get friend zoned and you wonder why everybody's single. I just think talking stage is dumb. You want to get to know someone, take them out to dinner, go to dinner with them. You want to know why I think that's the best way to get to know somebody? Because both parties, to a degree, are vulnerable. You're both doing something that you don't normally do, because you don't just go on a trillion dates. You don't just go eat out one-on-one at a place to eat with a person of the opposite sex all the time. So it's obviously a rare thing. It's special. It's supposed to be a moment where you both kind of like get out of your comfort zone, you get out of your normal setting, and you're both vulnerable in that degree, and you just get to know each other. That's how you truly get to know each other. And then you get people that get in these talking stages. Then there's miscommunication. You don't know how you actually feel about each other. And then it's this, that, and the other. And then you're scared you're not going to make it. You're scared they don't feel the same way. Then you resent it. And then you start backing out so you don't get hurt. And then the other person was ready. And then it's just chaos. These are true stories. The talking stage doesn't make sense to me. Talking is dating. If you talk to then date, good luck. Good luck. Doesn't make sense to me. Last one, like I said, last one is just a little saying that I never thought about. Kind of like a little fun thing. I guess you could count the other ones 10, and this is like the bonus, actually. So to recap, Bluetooth doesn't make sense. Internet blows my mind that how it actually functions. Got FaceTime, which is crazy. Space and eternity. Oh, my goodness. Toll bridges, can't stand them. They don't make sense why we have to have them. 2% milk, that's just crazy. Time zones, I also thought it was crazy that time zones were made in 1883. That is just insane. Like I said, I understand them, but like, who made them? The talking stage, the worst creation of the modern generation. And the last one, which is just a cool saying that I never thought of, I want you to think about this. This is the bonus. We'll count internet as 2, Bluetooth as 1, and this will be like bonus 11. But saying you're up for something and you're down for something have the same meaning. Think about it. Saying you're up for something, like, yeah, I'm up for that, or yeah, I'm down, the same meaning. When the two words are polar opposites, they shouldn't be the same, but they are. That's just crazy. So these are 10 things, 11 if you count the bonus, that do not make sense to me. I do not understand. Like I said, some of them I understand them, but I don't understand how they came to be. And so share. I love to hear what you think is like kind of crazy, what you don't understand. These are just 10 things that don't make sense to me and I don't understand. But if you enjoy the episode, like I said in the intro, follow the podcast. If you're on Apple Music or Spotify, really cool things coming. I cannot wait to start finally with some of these things I've been kind of teasing, but it's really cool. I just got to wait for some things to come in, if that makes sense. You kind of guess what I'm saying now. But thank you again for listening. Thank you for enjoying the podcast and supporting it. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. And until next time.